The Gori. The Gori is named after the island off the coast of modern Senegal where Liverpool ships went to pick up slaves. The Gori warehouses that stood near here were used to store slave-produced goods like tobacco, sugar and cotton. Did you know? The slave fort at Gori Island still stands and is now a tourist attraction. The former US President, Bill Clinton, visited the island during his time in office. Continue going straight ahead until you reach the entrance for the Albert Dock Complex. Turn right to go in, and on your left-hand side is the Salthouse Dock. The Salthouse Dock. Originally named the South Dock, it opened in 1753, but due to its proximity to the salt works, it quickly became known as the Salthouse Dock. Liverpool's wet docks were greatly responsible for the increase in the town's overseas trade, and many slave ships were docked here during the 18th century. The salt works were owned by John Blackburn, who served as mayor of Liverpool in 1760, and was an active member of the town's slave trading elite. Blackburn made a fortune in salt and slaves, and used some of his wealth to purchase the manor of Warrington in 1764. He was also an investor in canal building, and with another Liverpool slave merchant, John Ashton, owned the majority of shares in the Sankey Canal. Did you know? Many Liverpool slave traders diversified their economic interests to take advantage of industries springing up in and around Liverpool. These included salt manufacture, banking, shipbuilding and coal mining. Continue along past the Pump House Inn on your right and you'll see the entrance to the Maritime Museum on your left. The International Slavery Museum. The International Slavery Museum was opened on the 23rd of August 2007, a date which marks Slavery Remembrance Day annually. Slavery Remembrance Day commemorates an uprising of the enslaved Africans on the island of San Domingo in 1791. Designated by UNESCO, the date was chosen as a reminder that enslaved Africans were the main agents of their own liberation. As you will have seen on your tour of the city, Liverpool played a central role in the transatlantic slave trade in the 18th century, and so is a fitting location in which to have a museum which explores this often neglected story. The museum's galleries feature dynamic and thought-provoking displays about the transatlantic slave trade. They address issues such as freedom, identity, human rights, racial discrimination, and cultural change. The International Slavery Museum also seeks to address ignorance and misunderstanding by looking at the deep and permanent consequences that slavery and the slave trade have had on Africa, South America, the USA, the Caribbean, and Western Europe. A second phase of the International Slavery Museum, due to open in 2010, will include the development of a new visitor-focused education centre with an events programme of performance, public lectures, and debate. A research institute based in the museum is being developed in partnership with the University of Liverpool. Entry to the museum is free and it is open daily from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We hope that you enjoyed this tour. Liverpool has a long established history of diversity and the slave trade and its abolition played an important role in shaping the city we see today. To find out more information, please visit the International Slavery Museum or visit internationalslaverymuseum.org.uk. Liverpool08.com or visit liverpool.com.